And there's, we want to develop a thing within us. It's not just a Sunday morning. There is nothing different between the presence of God that you carry into your job than the carry, than that what is here on the altar during a Sunday morning. Amen. That's what we're going to be. So we're going to be looking this morning at Hebrews 10, if you have your Bibles this morning. If not, just to let you know, the verses will be up on the screen. So if we're going to carry His presence, we need to be confident in His love. And we need to know that Jesus says we can boldly approach the throne. This is what God says. So let's turn to Hebrews 10. He wants you to be bold. So, dear brothers and sisters, we can boldly enter heaven's most holy place because of the blood of Jesus. By His death, Jesus opened a new and life-giving way through the curtain into the most holy place. How many believe that this morning? That God wants you to boldly come to Him. Boldly come to the throne. A lot of us believe for our salvation. We believe the scripture that says, you're going to make it into heaven. Yet we don't believe that we can boldly approach the throne. But because of Christ, because of the perfect sacrifice, Christ redeeming us back to the Father, Jesus opened a new and life-giving way. Not just a new way, but a life-giving way. How many know that you can be renewed and not have life? It's like a 10-step process with AA or with whatever the process may be. I haven't done this for so long, but you cannot have new life because you still look back on that experience and you say, what was I thinking? I can't believe I did that. If you're still living in that regret, God wants to make you clean, but then He also wants to make you free. Amen? So, like, He's given us a new life, a new cleaned up life, and that is life-giving. That is a free life. Way and through the curtain into the most holy place. Back in the Old Testament, they used to have the holy place where this was the only place God could visit with man in this, like an intimate way, the Bible would say. And there used to be this incense, this smell that would be transferred onto like the priest's clothing. It would be like the presence of God where he would walk with it. That's the same with us, guys. We can enter into that holy place and get like God, get His glory on us and get like just realizing what we can walk with. Everywhere we go, we are in that most holy place. Amen. So say this morning, God wants me to enter boldly into His presence. Do you believe that this morning? That's right. The Father knows every intimate detail of you. And He fully loves you. And He wants you to come boldly to Him. This is a powerful thought. Intimacy means to be fully known and fully loved. How many need that this morning? They need to hear that you are fully known, everything you've done, yet you are fully loved. God is good. So when we come boldly, let's not assume, like with our wives or with our whatever, we just assume they know what we're talking about. No, have some dignity and confidence. Ask what you need of Him. Don't beat around the bush. Just say, God, you said I have salvation, I'm making it to heaven. But you said also that I can come boldly because of Jesus straight into your throne. So He wants you to come boldly. And then He also says, make your requests known. Say what's on your heart. God, I desire this. How many know we've been talking about a verse? Christ wants to do more than you can hope or imagine. He wants to do more. I was talking with my buddy Matt. He doesn't want to just do the ordinary. He wants you to walk out of this room even today, and you're talking about something extraordinary, something beyond your imagination happened. Amen? More than the ordinary, something supernatural. That's what God wants to do. He forgave and loved you before you ever came to Him. I love that verse. While you were still sinners, Christ died for you. This morning, the Father's love, you have to know, Even at your first breath, even at the first thing you've done ever, first sin ever, Christ loved you. Amen? God loved you while you were still sinners. That's a deep theological thing that we could just sit on that. He saw your face on that cross, and he said, I always love the picture that before his eyes, your face would just flash in front of him. And he said, yes, this is the reason I'm here. This is why, because of how deeply he loves you. Oh, man. And it says, not even a sparrow is outside of the Father's sight. I want to remember exactly how that's phrased. It's like not even a sparrow is not seen by the Father. Even creation is not out of the Father's sight. I want you to know this morning, God has not forgotten about you. You are constantly on his mind. Constantly. And I believe Jesus is at the throne talking to the Father. Because the Father knows the day and the time when Jesus is going to come, right? Come return to be with us. And I believe he's just, Father, is it time? Father, is it time? And the angels are like, just let him go! He's driving us all crazy because he loves us so. He wants you to be fully known. He wants you to fully know him. And let's keep going. There's so much pain in some of you. Some of you feel so terrible and you see yourself unforgiven. And you feel you need punishment. You feel that you deserve punishment. Judgment. It's where a lot of us have been. And you can't say sorry enough. Have you ever felt like, God, yes, I know you love me, but there's this feeling and it's like, I just can't let go of these things I've done. I was such a fool. I was so stupid. And you can't say sorry enough to God. And every night, that's your prayer to God. Every night. You never go into a deeper place of love because you're stuck in a place of feeling so painful. And you just want to like feel some physical pain to get over this emotional pain. How long will you punish yourself? How long will you withhold his affection? What would happen if you really forgave yourself? When you hold on to pain, fear is a false sense of something that's real, a false sense of security. I wrote it down here. Fear is false evidence that appears extremely real. We can be stuck in a place where we have no confidence. But let's read this next verse. It's going to be, let's see here, 1 John 4:16. And we know, sorry, let's go through it real quick. We know how much God loves us. And we have put our trust in his love. God is love. He doesn't just do loving things. He is love. And all who live in love live in God. And God lives in them. And as we live in God, our love grows more perfect. So we will not be afraid on the day of judgment. But we can face him with confidence because we live like Jesus here in this world. Such love has no fear because perfect love expels all fear. And if we're afraid, it's for fear of punishment. And this shows that we have not fully experienced his perfect love. If we're living in fear of punishment, feeling like we deserve judgment, we'll never enter in. I want you to know, God says, like, he died for you while you were still sinners, and he does not hold your sin against you. We're going someplace this morning. Truth is near. Perfect love expels fear, but truth is needed. Truth removes fear. So this morning, I want you to just know, like, I don't want to just solely speak to your intellect this morning. I want to speak deep to your heart. Because there's a world that is desperate to receive healing. There's a world out there feeling like they're locked in a prison. They're down here just feeling shame. And they need to know that there's a best life in Christ. There are lies that keep people believing and keep people here. But the truth can get God to take them way over here. Do you believe that this morning? Anxiety, fear, pain, all of us need to face that, but then embrace the truth that though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will not fear because he is with me. Amen. You never leave his sight. What if you feel like he left you? You feel alone. Can you give that to him this morning? I don't feel like you're here. Can you give that to him and say, God, I give you my hurt. I give you my feeling right now. And just let his truth sink into your heart this morning. It's a process. Some of us have had, when we talk about love, we've had a false experience with love. Maybe you're hurt as a kid, and it has put up a paradigm in your mind of what love is. But it's a false. And Christ wants to show you what real love is. And he wants you to be able to take a machete. And that machete is like truth, okay? So you're going through this wilderness and you're just chopping. You're just saying, this is what love is. You see, I am never beyond his sight. Neither height nor depth, nor angels, nor principalities, present nor things to come. You know, nothing that I've done in my past, and you're just going with that machete, and you are reclaiming, this is what love is. There's nothing that can separate us from the love of God. Amen. Do you hear that this morning? Nothing that will ever separate us. God lives for heart transformation. He lives to see you set free, for you to realize how deeply loved you are and how free you can be. There's nothing that you could have done. You are fully known and fully loved. Let's go to 1 Peter 4:8. When you know how fully loved you are by God, you have to know whatever you've done, he does not expose you. He is a love and he covers. Most important of all, continue to show deep love for each other, for love covers a multitude of sins. I want you to know right now, whatever you've done, don't fear that God is about to show you off to the world what you've done. I want you to know that at C3, we want to have that same heart. No matter what you've done, we want this place to feel like home to you. There's nothing you could have done that we won't say, come in. We want to cover that. We will not expose. That is not the Father's heart, right? Nothing you could have done. When you're ashamed and you want to run away, know that you have a home. Fully known, fully loved. God, this is funny about the tangle. God wants to restore a dance. He wants you to be free. How many know when you're dancing, this is not dancing side by side, just like doing whatever you call that, the Charleston or whatever. That's not really dancing. Dancing is when you look towards your partner, right? And you're both holding hands and you're looking at each other. How many know that that's when the dance begins? A dance is when one person moves and the other person moves too, you know? Just like that. Yeah. That's so funny. But God wants you to dance with him, because when you don't dance, when you're just standing side by side, what do you end up doing? You just end up navel gazing. You end up looking at all these things you've done wrong. God just wants you to turn to him, and he wants to set you free. He wants to have a love affair with you. So what can we do? Look back and deal with things, deal with it, but we want to live a place here. We want to be living our best life. So here's things that help you. Start listening to some music that lifts you up. He wants to restore freedom to you. Start watching, if you watch TV, how about start watching TV shows that lift your heart and make you feel drawn closer to God? Hang out with those friends that draw you closer to God. You want to be free. Sometimes it's getting out of that environment. Everyone has a choice. You can stay how you are and pretend that you're a missionary to this person and you're just desperately in pain, or you can, let's just move on. Things need to be unlocked. If there's a lie you're believing, it'll keep you locked in a prison. So here's the question this morning. Do you feel you deserve his love this morning? And just ask yourself, No matter what you've done, ask yourself, do you deserve to be free? That's a deep thing you need to ask yourself. Do you deserve to be free? Because you've caused so much pain. You've messed up. And you think, you feel you deserve this. But guess what? God says, I know what you feel you deserve, but I say you deserve freedom. And he wants you to be wearing the most beautiful robe. He wants you to be just sparkling and free. That's the way Jesus sees you. He wants you to be able to dance and be free in his love. If you have your Bible, we're going to turn to Matthew 10:46. Talking about getting free because of his love. Oh yeah, we're throwing it up. If not, I have my Bible too. Oh yeah, Mark. Sorry guys. Mark 10:46. Sword drill. Go quick. Guys, remember flannel graphs? It's about as old as sword drills. Let's go on. Then they reached Jericho, and as Jesus and his disciples left town, a large crowd followed him. And a blind beggar named Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, was sitting beside the road. When Bartimaeus heard that Jesus of Nazareth was nearby, he began to shout, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Be quiet. Many of the people yelled at him. But what happened? But he only shouted louder, Son of David, have mercy on me. And when Jesus heard him, he stopped and said, tell him to come here. Let's go to the next verse. So they called the blind man. Cheer up, they said. Come on, he's calling you. Bartimaeus threw aside his coat, jumped up, and came to Jesus. Jesus says, what do you want me to do for you? Jesus asked, he said, my rabbi, the blind man said, I want to see. And Jesus said to him, go, for your faith has healed you. Instantly, the man could see, and he followed Jesus down the road. I want you to just look at this for a second, though. He's calling you, it says. 50. Bartimaeus threw aside his coat. This coat would have been issued by the Roman people, and it would have been a way to say, don't touch this guy. Lepers would have to wear certain clothing. People that were it's not supposed to be touched. And how many know, before he even received that healing, Jesus says, come to me. He threw away that coat and ran to Jesus. This morning, you need to take off that coat of shame and realize he has this beautiful white robe for you. It's sparkling. It's in a place of freedom. But what you got to do is, no matter what's happening, you know, you just take off. Take off that shame, you know? Just leave it and you run to Jesus. He is accepting. He doesn't punish. How many presents has God given us that we have not opened? How many things are available for us that we have just not received? Receive his love this morning. We're going to close right away, so I'd love to have the band back up. 2 Corinthians 5. No, let's not go there. Jesus reconciled us to God. Amen. When Jesus hung on the cross, what did he say? 3 words. It is finished. Throw off that old cloak of shame. Receive that new coat of righteousness. Put it on. He sees you that way. Everything that was done before, while you were still sinners, Christ loved you. Christ died for you. It is finished. Just throw it off this morning. Receive his love. When you receive his love, you won't need crutches. And crutches are other people that you're constantly sucking the life out of. How many know people are your helper, but they are not your source? God is your source. To get to a place of freedom and not leaning so heavy on people, you just have to realize, I am free because of his love. Completely set free. Amen. He has a ring for your finger, a robe for you to wear. He's got a place for you at the table. Like Ali shared last week about the prodigal son. Man, you turn your heart to the Father and he's running towards you. My son that was lost is now found. At any moment, God's ready to say that to you. You feel lost. You've never left his sight. But he says, you are now found. So take off. Just start running towards him because he's got a robe for you. He's got a ring for you. He's got a meal for you. You don't got to live with a servant. You get to live with the king. Amen. That's going to be it for today. Why don't we stand together and just ready to worship the Lord this morning? If you've been struggling this morning, I want you to know that God is singing over you. You know, as we sing these songs, often we sing love songs. You got to know at the same time, God is saying, I love you. And he wants you to walk in that. To have an unshakable confidence in his love. Keeping your eyes on him and knowing you will never be lost. There's no circumstance that you're going through that Christ is not right there walking with you. As we sing this morning, if you've been holding on to shame, holding on to things that you've done wrong, could have been years ago, Christ wants to free you with his love. Amen. So Mike, why don't you sing? We'll sing with you. Yes, I give everything to you, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Yes, God is our God. Oh, yes, Jesus. Oh, yes. Oh, God. You've started a good work in us. You are faithful to complete it in us this morning. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you that we cannot escape your love. We cannot escape your gaze, Jesus. Constantly looking towards us with love. God, we even open our hearts right now. No matter what we're going through, we just say, God, my heart is open to you. I'm open to your leading, Jesus. Thank you, God. Well, this morning, if you need some prayer, we would love to pray with you this morning. We'll have a couple people on each side. And if you just need prayer, it could be anything at all. It could be some emotional hurt, just anything you're going through. We want you to know that we want to uplift you. We want to speak into that. We want to speak into your circumstances and lift you up this morning. And we also just want to be there to comfort you, just be able to console you this morning. So as we end this morning, I just want you to know you're free to go. Free to head out back, and if you see people receiving prayer, we'll all just respect that this morning. But just walk in a confidence this morning. I want you to know that If you can get to a place where you realize how much you love you, there's nothing. There's nothing that can shake you. You're going to be a person that walks into a certain environment, and it's like, that person is so confident. Because when you know His love, you just feel like you can do anything. You can walk anywhere. Amen? God's good. Well, have an amazing morning. Love you guys.